Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Another Friday night for Tech Vibe Radio. I'm so excited to be on air tonight. We have a whole slew of great guests that are going to be hanging out with us tonight. And you know, Audrey, I tend to overbook the show because we only have so many opportunities to do the stuff we get to do. We got to jump right into it.
I know.
It
Let's just
we
jump really right do. Into
gotta
our guests
jump right
here.
Into this. Yeah, we have Theodora Palomalo here.
From Play It Forward.
Yeah.
Yes, Play It Forward Pittsburgh.
So, Play It Forward Pittsburgh.
Yes, Play It Forward Pittsburgh. Yeah, we're initiating activation. It's all done here in the city. So,
I love it.
Our first one. Yeah.
So, all right, let's just roll right into it. So, talk about what this is. What is this?
So, Play It Forward Pittsburgh is basically a season-long campaign where we're trying to raise awareness and organ donor awareness and registration. We want people to know in the city of Pittsburgh, as we're known to be the city of champions in sports, that we're also championing.
Yeah. Yes.
Excuse me.
That's
Sorry.
A tough one. No.
Yeah, that is. That's a long one. Okay.
Championing.
Oh, it's in New York. That's your
that's
New York accent
New York
coming in right
going
there.
On.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right. I did hear that.
I love it.
That we're kind of on the forefront of organ donor transplantation. A lot of people are not aware of that in the city of Pittsburgh. That we pretty much lead between all of the different hospitals and hospital groups that we have here. We're leading in pancreas, lung, heart, and liver transplantations. So
all the major
really?
Ones.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Between all through Children's Hospital, through UPMC and AHA.
And you can only transplant them if they're available to be transplanted, which is
Correct.
Why I'm an organ donor.
Yes,
I am
Thank
proud
you.
Of it because...
Yeah, I am too. I didn't have to specify anything, right?
You don't have to specify anything
right.
because everything is usable.
Right.
And
see, I didn't realize that how much is usable.
Yes.
I thought it was just like a couple things. But then you were telling me before we went on air, I'm like, wow, man,
oh, yeah.
that's crazy.
Eyes, skin, everything. Everything.
Nails.
Nails, everything.
So
everything.
One person can save a lot of lives.
Truly. Actually, one person can save up to 8 lives.
Wow.
Yes.
And so how did this passion come about for
yeah.
you?
So for me, I guess I really wasn't that aware of the need for organ donors. And one of my best friends, who's basically the brainchild of this campaign, is a native Pittsburgher, lives on the East Coast now in New York, but they're part owners of the Pittsburgh Steelers, mm-hmm. and they have a personal story with her father-in-law needing an organ transplant, which he's not going to get. He's a little bit older now. But just realizing that there's so much need that in Pennsylvania alone, there's 8,000 people who are in need of organ. They're on the waiting list for
right,
organs here.
Right.
And we make up only 50% registered. So
there's the gap, right?
There's a low registration.
It's actually better than the national average, which is great, but we can do better.
We can do better,
especially
right.
being the fact that like we're
championing. Yes.
Championing.
We are the champions.
Yes. We're champions of sports and medicine. Yeah. Let's bridge the gap and let's do this in organ donors registration
and
as
so
well.
You've been at sporting events throughout since the fall, and you're
yes.
now kind of winding this thing up.
We have two more months.
I have a feeling you're going to be doing this probably in 2018 as other things kind of kick off, because you've been, I guess, reaching a lot of people by being at events and getting them out there, letting them know.
And so, if they're,
the issue.
What do people need to do?
Yeah.
So, like, what's a takeaway from here that you can sort of give to our listeners?
Well, I think what's really important is if you're not an organ donor or you're not sure, you can go to our website, which is playitforwardpgh.org,
okay,
and register through that. Or you can text PGH Proud to 313131, and we'll send you the link to register if you're not registered.
So you can actually register and say, I'm now an organ donor.
Right,
so
then and there. It's a 5-minute process. It's
nice.
Very easy. Basically, this campaign has made it so much easier for everyone who isn't aware or sure how to do things.
Right,
just, you can go
right.
to the website. You can text it. You can come to our tents at the activation sites mm-hmm. before games. We have lots of families who are recipients and givers of organs, both live and, you know, family members of people who've passed on that were organ donors. And then the recipients who get to enjoy all of these, like, really fun events that we have prior to the game starting. And then after the game, during the game, a lot of times we bring them on the field. Or
mm-hmm.
There's a lot of fun experiences for
That's
people
awesome.
To come and enjoy and also just learn.
I bet you've met some amazing people along the way, heard some great stories about how
amazing.
Organ transplants and being an organ donor has just utterly changed people's lives.
Yes. I can just tell you firsthand, the first activation we had was at the University of Pittsburgh game, and we had 100 families that were there with, you know, from young kids to adults. And just to see, you know, families with their little children on their, you know, on their shoulders at the tunnel, you know, watching the Panthers come out.
Definitely.
And seeing that the babies that they had on their shoulders, like 2 years old now, were recipients of organs that saved their life, that they would not have been there.
Wow.
It was such a moving experience. And I was like, okay, this is something that, like, everyone can relate to.
Without a doubt.
Everyone can relate to.
I love it.
I didn't realize that Children's Hospital has performed the most pediatric liver transplant nationwide.
Successful. Which is very important, yeah.
Yeah.
The most successful, yes, yeah. It's really, it's, you know, it's on the map. Children's Hospital of Pittsburgh is really like a pioneer in all things
right.
Innovative and cutting edge kind of technologies for not only just organ donor transplantation, but even cancer and everything. They're just really mm-hmm. on top of everything and making sure that what they're doing is not only the first to do it, but the most successful. And, you know, it's been really beautiful just since Troy was even playing that we've been a part of that family for over 15 years.
Without a doubt.
And to see how much it's grown and how much they continue to do and how much they continue to grow and how many lives of kids that mm-hmm. they save. And then that in turn creates an entire family structure that is so much stronger now as opposed to what they could have been when they were suffering or going through the loss of anything
Absolutely.
With
an
illness.
I've gone to Children's Hospital, unfortunately, been there. And from someone from the West Coast with a young 5-year-old who had gone through, continues to go through a lot of troubles. Mm-hmm. And I've been amazed at how renowned Pittsburgh is in this particular area. This is the pancreas. This is a particular kid with a significant issue with the pancreas, a young child. And flying back and forth, and this being the place where they've actually have found the best
care.
The best research, the best overall treatment.
Yeah, I think that,
and
I mean,
I think it was eye-opening for me, not just because of this situation, but the hospital itself.
Is amazing. It's amazing. It's completely been constructed to ease the feelings of anxiety or anything you might have, even for parents and young children.
Right. Both.
Going
exactly.
in, that could be an overwhelming experience
right.
to have to
doubt.
Go through something like that could potentially, you know, obviously painful and a lot of things. And they really do the best they can, not only to create an environment that's inclusive to loving and trying to stay at home as possible, but also just very warm and like to just really help people segue through the
For
process.
Sure. So playitforwardpgh.org.
Playitforwardpgh.org.
Yeah, I love it. I really encourage everyone to check that
yes,
out.
Yes, please.
Be an organ donor.
Yes,
all
please.
The cool kids are organ donors, right?
Totally.
It's as simple as that, and you can just impact so positively people's lives by making that simple step.
So
thank
Theodore,
you.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you. Thanks
Absolutely.
For having me.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Good work all the way around. Just one more thing Pittsburgh can be proud of, man. That's all I can say.
Yep.
I love it all around. Audrey, we've got a great show in front of us. You know what? We have a double deep dive tonight.
We do.
Oh, no, we don't have a double deep dive tonight. What was I thinking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, I don't know what you're thinking.
My mind's on two other things. We actually have, it's kind of a double deep dive from the standpoint we're talking about Best Robotics and the Carnegie Science Center Awards.
Right.
And these are impacting kids at the STEM level, which I think is just fantastic. And we also have Carney stopping by. They're a digital marketing firm here talking a little bit about workplace culture and things like
that.
So yeah, there's just too much going on tonight.
That's
I can only
get
my brain around it. I'm just thinking about the fact that there's this great thing going on when it comes to this organ donation, transplantation with playitforwardpgh.org. Go there, check it out. Theodore, thanks for hanging out with us tonight.
Thank you.
We do appreciate it. We'll be right back after this quick break. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Thanks for keeping your dial tuned right here to Tech Vibe Radio this Friday night, the day after Thanksgiving. I can't believe it. It's just like the year's gone by so fast.
Totally stuffed.
Totally stuffed. But I always make room for Tech Vibe Radio.
And we have a great guest in the house tonight.
We do.
We have Deb Moore of Best Robotics.
Yeah.
Good evening.
So good evening. Yeah,
thanks for stopping by tonight, because we want to learn more about this Best Robotics thing. Audrey and I get pumped up when we learn about companies that are helping kids get into technology and science and engineering and math and all that fun stuff.
So give us your pitch. What is the pitch about Best Robotics?
So the pitch about Best Robotics is this. We are a STEM education program with a goal of workforce development. Best Robotics is a 6 weeks after school program that takes place in the fall. And it's free for schools and students. And I think that's one of the biggest differentiators.
Really? Yes. And what schools?
All schools. We're currently across about 17 states, serving over 900 schools, about 25,000 students. And that's everything from homeschool students, parochial, private, public, schools on military bases. And we will be opening up our model to also incorporate community groups to overcome some of the obstacles that our school sees. We want to make sure that those groups that are already engaged can also facilitate the program.
And so these are for middle school and high school?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if I'm in a city school in the city of Pittsburgh, this is accessible to me?
Not currently. So we just announced our headquarters this past summer, and we have been talking with a number of universities and groups in the area about getting the program in place for this coming school year, the fall of 2018. And that's really the primary piece we need to have in place. You know, we talk about the program being workforce development, but what it does is it creates a consistent pipeline. So we partner with higher ed universities, technology schools, and different cities across the country to provide the event itself, to sort of facilitate the program on a global level. They recruit schools, we help to recruit schools, and then we reach out to companies and industry to help provide the mentors who fill in the gap in learning. So that's everything from how to use the power tools to cut your wheels from the robot to support on some of the free software that our sponsors give to the students and to the schools to, you know, simulate, to do CAD drawings, all those types of things.
So people who are listening that are across southwestern Pennsylvania, how might they get involved in what you're doing?
Well, I'll tell you, I think that the we should know some things here in the coming month or so, certainly before spring, about what we will have in place for the fall. But we're also working actively to put some what I call bite-sized programs into place to have them accessible to schools throughout the region. And by bite-sized, I mean we do a number of different trainings for our teachers, for our mentors, as well as their students throughout the year and through the summer. What we know for sure and what we see is that there is a great fear factor when it comes to adopting these programs. And it's not based on any one single element. I mean, you know, kids are somewhat fearless, but there are some who don't feel like they can't see themselves in a tech role, or that's, you know, that's for someone else. But teachers also have a bit of fear in learning some of the new things that, you know, firsthand for them, first time ever seeing it. Again, it's not something relative to their everyday world. And then just the fear of how do I accommodate this on top of everything that you know, they're already doing.
Right.
Yeah. And also some fear on the school administration side. You know, is this, how's this going to impact our budget? What do we need to think of in terms of competition with other after school activities and such? So these bite-sized programs are We're going to take some of our training that's shelf ready. And
you can try it out, right?
Yeah. Get your feet wet. These are real simple things. These are things using little Arduino robots, learning how to follow a black line. You're using drop and drag code. You know, it's the same type of thing. Just get comfortable with it. Because once we're ready, once we can accommodate these schools, we can, you know, they'll
Makes
be
sense.
Hungry for it
for
and
sure.
comfortable. But in the meantime, we've got these bite-sized programs that they can take back, you know, and use at their locations, again, just to get students' feet wet. And then we have a number of online resources as well where people could do some self-learning.
Speaking of online, what is your website? So our listeners can go and check you guys.
Our website is bestrobotics.org.
Just that simple. I like that.
It's that simple.
That means I can even type it.
And so is there a Pittsburgh link on that website now?
Well, there is, but okay. Primarily you'll see under the contact us. We encourage you, if you have questions, please contact us directly, myself sure. or Rosemary Mendel.
For sure. So how can we get more female students involved in this?
You just asked one of my favorite questions.
I'm saying it's important to us. We want everybody to be inspired and do fun stuff with robotics yeah. and technology.
So there's this one element of our program. It's called the Best Award, and teams can opt in to do it. It's
okay.
in addition to the actual robot scoring competition. The Best Award encompasses a marketing presentation, a trade show exhibit, and community outreach. These students have to come together as an entrepreneurial company, pitch their robot as a solution to a panel of local media and marketing folks. They're volunteering their time to be judges. So in that presentation, they bring in brand, they bring in budgets, mm-hmm. creative, of course. But what we found is that with that element in the program, those schools that are competing for the best award have the most gender diversity. Because the females in there are quick and happy to jump on board, to get to be the writer of the presentation, to get to be the graphic designer for their website, to get, you know, those really comfortable right. communications positions. And then fortunately, because we have such a cohesive approach, I mean, they have to collaborate at the very team level. We see these young ladies pushing aside some of the gents and stepping up their second
cool.
year. And they're
it.
Like, you know what? I'm driving that robot this
right.
year.
Very cool.
And because we have a lot of students who continue, that has been surfacing as a recent trend. I mean, it's really makes you feel good because you could tell someone
Definitely.
That it's for everyone. And STEM is, you know, for accessible. But if they can't picture themselves there, that it's going to be hard for them to get there. So that's one element that we're doing to help increase female participation. And then we're also looking at partnering with other organizations who have that specific mission, because overall, the mission is to make STEM accessible and inclusive. So that doesn't matter what your income level is, your gender, your race, or your geography. I mean, across the country, we are in some of the most rural neighborhoods out there. I mean, we're in places where they can't stream the training because the bandwidth isn't strong enough.
Wow. That's how cool to hear that you're getting into those parts of the community where it can really impact some lives at that point too.
You know, it's so funny because I imagine ahead 10 years from now, we're going to laugh about even the word robots.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's about what's autonomous and what's artificial intelligence and, you know, how do you use language and mm-hmm. how do you, you know, do optic recognition. And the real part, the important part of this work that you're involved in is about making people feel comfortable about this sort of new world.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's really what everyone is, you know, in some ways afraid of.
Mm-hmm.
So I like to think of when we talk about robotics, it's just that's one step of the journey. But if we can get people excited about making things and understanding structuring sensors and, you know, combining all that, mm-hmm. we're creating this whole new additive set of skills. So I hope that people who are listening understand that it's not just the mere word of robots, but it's really getting back to
yeah.
making things and moving things.
Across the mm-hmm. spectrum.
And
yeah.
across all the
so
disciplines.
So go to bestrobotics.org and check it out, because this is such a cool program. And we're so glad that you're here in Pittsburgh making it your headquarters. So we're taking a break. We're coming back with a lot more Tech Vibe Radio. Maybe another serving of that Thanksgiving stuffing too. I don't know. We'll see what we can do. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We're from the Pittsburgh Technology Council 24/7. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. No better night than Friday night and hanging out with some good friends here on Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And Audrey, I can't believe, I know I keep talking about, we get closer and closer to the end of the year, like 2018 is going to be upon us. And the time goes by so quickly because we have these milestone events that happen across the year. And one of those being the Carnegie Science Center Awards. It always happens in May. And May is going to be here before you know it.
May?
Yes. And that means those awards are going to be happening. So we are here to talk about nominations for this year's Carnegie Science Center Awards. Yes, so we have no strangers to Tech Vibe Radio.
Right, but I mean, these folks have been up to some amazing things over the last year.
Absolutely.
That's why, are we going to have time to talk about this
other
stuff? Yes,
of course.
You doing? Okay.
Hope so.
Absolutely.
Good.
Absolutely.
All right. So, I mean, I love awards. I get it.
Of course.
They're also doing some incredible things transforming our city.
We're going to cover it all.
Okay.
As far as that goes, we are.
Yes, we are.
Good. Well, don't let me interrupt.
So. Well, from the Science Center, we need to remind everybody that there are only 6 days left to submit their award nominations
for Carnegie
Science Awards 2018.
Yes.
So go on the CarnegieScienceCenter.org website, look for Carnegie Science Awards, and submit your nomination because there are many, many deserving people in this region, as you know.
And Ron has reminded me, it's very easy to submit a nomination. It doesn't take hours and hours and loads of paperwork and authentication.
Well, let's find out. What's
like
the process?
So, yeah.
Well, it's pretty simple. Go on the Carnegie Science Center website, carnegiesciencecenter.org, click on Carnegie Science Awards, and it's a pretty easy online application. I think the other thing to remember is all the different categories.
Right, that's what I want to hear.
Who should we be thinking about? Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
So we give a broad one called Leadership in STEM Education.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That could be anybody from any kind of organization.
So it could be Jonathan?
No. Anybody else.
Anybody.
You are.
Oh, man.
It could be Jonathan.
I was hoping, Ron. I was hoping.
I'll nominate you.
Please do.
Leadership in Career and Technical Ed.
Oh,
elementary educator, middle school educator.
I love those awards. Those,
high school,
those get my heart.
Oh yeah.
University, so if you know a great high school teacher out there that's making a difference, nominate them. Nominate them. Nominate.
That's a great
idea. That's right. Or an elementary teacher,
right?
Who's inspiring kids about science and technology? Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Okay, keep going with the categories. I know there's so many of them. Yeah.
Entrepreneurs. We have a startup entrepreneur category. We have one for corporate innovation. The emerging female scientist.
I know, I love that category.
A young woman who's just doing some great work.
Is that a newer category?
Do they have to be a scientist? What's the definition of a scientist? Because I think I have someone that I want to nominate.
I think it's pretty broad.
Okay.
If they're in the technology fields, could be technology applications, robotics.
You keep it kind of open.
Sciences.
I like that.
Yeah.
If in doubt, nominate.
I like
because you don't know.
Right.
And this brings people on our radar who actually might be eligible for other categories.
Well, I was going to say, do you ever come across where someone nominates for a category, but you look at the nomination, you call back and say, maybe you could nominate them in this category? Or
we've done that.
Okay,
that's happened from time to time. And the selection committees talk with each other when that happens and say, we'd like to send you over an application.
Okay.
So each category has a selection committee of their own. And many of those members are former winners in that field, in that category.
I like that.
Okay.
So they take their work tremendously seriously.
Absolutely.
They really do. Couple more, life sciences. The science communicator, somebody who's just really made their mark communicating and helping the public understand science and technology and advancements that are happening in our region.
We could be science communicators of the year.
You indeed could be Tech Vibe
Radio
of the year.
Definitely. Can we self-nominate ourselves?
You may self-nominate. Actually, that's an important point. You can self-nominate or be nominated by someone else.
Hmm. Now I'm getting ideas.
So anybody out there who's thinking I deserve that award.
I like that.
Yes, mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So it's all on our website, CarnegieScienceCenter.org. You'll find all those categories, a little explanation of each one. And like I said,
but you have to the end of the month to do this. You have the end of the month to do
six
this.
More days.
Six November more days. 30th. Tick, 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 tick.
Yes.
So once that happens, now you go quiet for a little bit because you have to actually sift all of these and select.
Yes.
But you'll be announcing winners.
We'll be announcing winners usually
by the beginning of February.
Excellent.
We'll be announcing the winners.
And this is what I like about your awards, because you announce the winners ahead of time, so we can get really pumped to lead up to that May 4th date.
We do. And the other reason we do that is because we like to do little videos of each of the winners that we show on May 4th.
Those are very powerful videos, too. Every year when you go to and you watch the videos, you really get to know that person.
Thank you. We think so, too. And if you go on our website now, you'll be able to see some videos of past award winners. Give you an idea of kind of the field of people and the caliber of people who have been winning these awards.
I love it.
You know, the other thing that those videos do is, especially the ones of some of the young kids, the elementary students, the middle school students who are getting the awards. You know, the kids are inspired by the videos of the adults and what they're doing, but truly, honestly, the adults are inspired by these young kids
That's
and what they're doing, too.
Right.
Yeah.
Very much so. Very much so.
It really speaks to the Pittsburgh technology community, doesn't it? And to science and technology in our region. And that's why we're so proud to sponsor this event every year.
For sure. And how many years has this been going on for now?
This is our 22nd.
Holy mackerel.
1 year more than
Than our Tech 50 Award.
I know.
So you have us beat by a year.
I know.
Of doing the good work of really, really raising the visibility as to what's going on, you know, here in the region, all the positive stuff.
All of these events are important for our region.
Oh, of course. All
but there's so many great stories, aren't there? Mm-hmm. It's really an honor to have a chance to tell some of them.
For sure. And so that's why every year we really want to encourage people to be part of that, story.
Okay, so they go to your website.
Yes.
Which is?
CarnegieScienceCenter.org.
And they will find
click on Carnegie Science Awards.
Okay. Little tab on the top.
And it'll take you right to your form.
What else is going on?
There is so much going on at the Science
give us
Center right
just
now.
Give us a couple of bullets.
Well, we are building a new expansion. Right. We just opened our new Rangos Giant Cinema just right before Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh.
And that's amazing. We're bringing Star Wars in next month, right before Christmas.
Fantastic.
And then we will be opening our PPG Science Pavilion in the middle of June.
Wow.
That's a whole new expansion on our riverside that has a new suite of STEM learning labs for classes and camps and teacher professional development, a two-story traveling exhibition gallery, an extraordinary event and conference space called Point View Hall with great, great views of the point.
Yeah. I mean, that's what you've done. You've really sort of added to that access. And so can people access it on the side as well?
They indeed can come in from the trail side.
From the trail side.
So we have two front doors now.
I know.
We have
what I think is
the original front door, and then we have the riverside front door. So yeah.
And then that whole riverside is going to be really re-landscaped, and it'll be a demonstration site for stormwater management. So we'll be taking
that makes
water
a lot of sense.
I know. I remember hearing
bringing it down through the landscape and really helping visitors and anybody coming through there to understand. Mm-hmm. Better ways of handling wastewater than dumping it back into the system.
So how far is the connection now? How far is the connection now? It goes, it seems like you're taking a little bit more pathway.
Yes, we're going a little closer to the river. And essentially, the new expansion wraps around what used to be our theater dome.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And that structure remains intact. So the outside of that theater remained the same while we gutted the inside and completely replaced it with our new laser digital.
So this is a big year for you guys.
It's a huge year.
It's huge,
It's been
And I'm thinking about all the more people you're going to impact now. I mean, I can only imagine probably the millions of people that you have reached.
Well, that's really the point. It's not really a big year for us. It's a big year for Pittsburgh.
Exactly.
And we're going to be seeing lots more visitors for sure. And we think that there'll be many visitors who come from outside the region to visit.
I mean, it's becoming a true destination for like the tri-state area or more, the East Coast, to come and check out all the different things you guys have.
Especially with the great exhibitions that will be coming in.
Absolutely.
We'll be opening with Art of the Brick. An exhibition,
Art of the Brick
exhibition coming in June.
Okay.
It's a single artist exhibit, an artist by the name of Nathan Sawaya, who has started recreating world famous sculptures and pieces of art, but doing it all in Legos.
That's what I'm talking
about.
And so
there's 10,000 feet of these beautiful Lego artistic pieces.
Oh my God.
And then
we got to do our thing too. So we're going to add 4,000 feet of just wild Lego time where you can
wild Lego time
all kinds
that's
of
a bumper sticker right there
right just millions of Legos kids adults come in compete build the you know the objects of that you'd like to with Lego.
So Ron, what are you going to build? What's the first thing you're going to build with the wild Lego building?
I think I'm going to build a robot that comes in and I don't have to be in my office, and it just looks like a chair for me.
It's a Lego Ron.
And talks
yes.
to me. Yeah.
But the really interesting thing is this artist also, every city where this city where this exhibit appears, the artist does a special piece for that city. You can't dictate what that piece is going to be.
Okay.
But he will be inspired by Pittsburgh in some way and create a piece that will.
Wow. And then you guys will house that then?
We will.
At the Science Center.
Yes, we will.
Man, I'm telling you, there's too much going on.
It's exciting stuff.
But just reminding everybody about the awards, the deadline is just 6 days away to enter. And after that, you'll announce winners. And then May 4th is the big day.
And then June 15th is when we open our new expansion.
Wow.
So it's going to be really an exciting time.
That is so cool. We are just so pumped for you guys in this regard.
Really proud.
What an asset for the city. That's all I can say. At the end of the day, this is what's making Pittsburgh these days.
Thank you.
All
the way around.
That's great. So.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And we look forward to the awards, but we look forward to the things that you do each and every day.
Thank you.
Great.
Audrey, my head's spinning about these Legos right now. It's got me thinking. I can't wait for this because, you know, I'm a Lego nerd when I was a kid. And I still.
So was my daughter.
Every year I buy one Lego kit to build.
So you should see what Ansys gave me.
Uh-oh.
I know.
Is it a Lego kit?
It's a Lego thing.
Oh,
I'll show you.
Man. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying. So 6 more days. Just reminding everybody, be sure to enter so many categories. Don't be bashful. There's so many people out there deserving of being recognized for their good work out there. Educators, scientists, technologists, entrepreneurs, it's all out there. And this is the big night to do it.
For sure.
Absolutely. Good stuff. Ron and Ann, thank you for stopping by.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Good stuff. We're taking a quick break. We are coming back with more Tech Vibe Radio, I swear. Just to remind everybody, the Tech Council loves helping you succeed.
Right.
Been doing it since 1983, 84, 85. It's moving on, man. It's
34 years.
Yeah, I know. We're hitting some milestones here.
Next year's 35?
I think so. Absolutely. Learn more about us at pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter, @pghtech. We'll be right back. It's no mistake. You're listening to Tech Vibe Radio, and there's nothing you can do about it. Well, you could change the station, but that wouldn't be fun because we've got a great guest in front of us.
Guest.
Yeah. So, Audrey, you know, almost every day I get an email from this thing called the Daily Carnage.
So do I.
Yeah.
Every day, Monday through Friday.
I think everyone's getting this email because I know people are talking about it. It's packed full of wisdom and some cool stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the folks behind it here. Or should I say the folk behind it here? Who's representing the folks behind it here today? We have Nicholas Comanisi here today from Kearney. Thanks for hanging out with us, man.
Yeah, what's up?
Yeah, so,
this is cool.
Yeah, so first off, before we talk about the carnage, I like the name too. It kind of cracks me up because you get that feeling of like things are being destroyed and there's this trail of destruction behind it to a certain degree.
I actually don't like it. It's funny. Like I presented it in the beginning and the team just loved it and I was like, okay, I guess we got to roll with it.
So you were kind of like joking about the name and they're like, we love it.
I remember putting it on the whiteboard and thinking like, and they're like, yeah, let's go with it. Now we have it. We're totally rebranding with a new logo and everything. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
wow.
I've seen
it's
that.
Sticking.
So who is Kearney? What is Kearney and what do you guys do?
Yeah, Kearney is a full-service digital agency. So designers, developers, marketers, all things digital. We just got into a new office in Regent Square.
I know.
So that's pretty awesome.
Oh, where is that?
Right next to D's Cafe.
Exactly. Oh, get out of here.
Yeah. We're trying to get them to get the tap lines extended up into the...
You need one copper line.
So you're right there next to D's?
Yeah, if you're staring at D's, we're in the glass castle. On the
so above there. Typhoon, where Typhoon was?
Yep.
Exactly.
Okay, then you can go get vanilla pastries.
They're gone. I know.
Oh, let's not talk about that.
I was bummed about that. But
a lot of people come by and...
They're like looking for cupcakes. Yeah. they're not here anymore.
I'm looking for chandeliers.
But you can see, I'm looking for beer, and I can usually find it right there at D's or McBroom's right next
and
door.
And D's has vegetarian stuff.
Heck yeah, that's all I eat. Are the
D's
veggie
is going to have to pay us to be a sponsor.
Exactly.
So let's go on with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
So one of the things I think that makes us successful is having all those disciplines under one roof. So when we look at a project, we look at the entire project and not just something that's design centric, but from, you know, does it have a good foundation as for developers and for us supporting the marketing efforts. We have a really awesome team. Everybody pretty much made up of free thinkers, you know.
Free thinkers.
what's the objective? So talk about what the objective is. What do you hope to accomplish when you're working on a project or, you know?
It depends who you're talking to. So you're talking to marketing and, you know, you can get kind of romantic about it,
right?
But for me, I mean, at the end of the day, the client is looking for to generate revenue.
Right. So they want you to build them a site or an experience that makes them money, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Is there a particular sweet spot you work with, or a particular vertical, or do you work across industries?
I think, you know, everything from small to medium-sized local businesses, okay. but also larger corporations like in pharma. So McKesson,
okay.
Philips in the medical device.
So you get a great mix of clients then. You're working with big guys, small guys, and everybody kind of in between. So along the way, as you build things for people, you learn lessons. And these are things that you're kind of putting into the carnage, right?
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, I think before I came on to Kearney, I mean, my routine was consuming blog content, video content every single day to sharpen, my skill set. And so when I built out the team, the marketing team specifically at Kearney, I wanted that to kind of be baked in to the process.
Mm-hmm.
So that was originally the idea behind it. Let's write context on the best marketing content that's out there, and let's do it in a newsletter format. We didn't necessarily think it would take off.
Okay.
As time went on, though, more and more practitioners like ourselves started finding the same kind of value in it.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
That's very cool. So when you have, about how many readers do you have now?
It's about 10,000.
Is it?
But we continue to trim that list. So we look for engagement.
So I might be cut off.
You could get cut.
Yeah. Wait, how many times do I accidentally delete it or say, I don't have time today? And then you say, I'm not going to send you the email.
Yeah, you don't know what I flagged.
Yeah. Or do you know what
I know
we
everything
flagged?
About you. Oh, if you open the email, I know a lot about you.
You know where we hovered, right?
Yeah,
all the creepy stuff.
I mean, the criteria for that is pretty broad. It would be something in the range of somebody didn't open the last 50 emails.
50? Oh, right. So we got a while.
Yeah,
we can go 10 time. Weeks. We can go 10 weeks before you're going to cut us off.
Yeah, but I like the little snippets on it. There's been this new one that you have out. So I flagged it on brand.
The GIFs. You like the GIFs?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's, I think a lot of people like that. We did have some.
Talk about that.
We had some negativity about that.
Yeah,
really?
Talk about that.
The GIFs. So, I mean, one thing that makes it successful, too, is the voice that it's written in. Our copywriter, Jordan, she was formerly at ModCloth.
Mm-hmm.
And so she has a certain way of writing that definitely appeals to our demographic, our persona. And so throwing in those little GIFs and extras, I think, is what makes it something that's you can digest on a daily basis.
Yeah.
So who is your persona?
This is interesting. So when we started out, we were targeting strictly marketers using Facebook to do that. And slowly we started to see this persona turn up, which was essentially 25 to 40-year-old women in marketing with a job title, perhaps marketing manager, CMO, and primarily in New York and California.
Wow.
So I don't meet any of those.
No. It's not for you.
That's the core, audience.
I'm an outlier.
You're an outlier.
A small outlier.
That's a good thing to be an outlier.
Outliers are cool, man.
I'm proud of it. I'm proud of it because I have an interest and passion in marketing, creativity. I've worked in tech. And I'm from New York.
Oh, okay. So you mean
she kind of meets the criteria? Yeah. Ooh, that's how.
But I've been here 16 years.
Still New York, man.
That doesn't really.
Yeah, you're both Pittsburgher and a New Yorker. I don't think the New Yorker ever goes away.
It's always interesting to me because we are so wide in my world. We're so wide, and sometimes we try to, when we catch our breath, we say, okay, should we narrow, right? And what does it mean to narrow? And the way that we generate, cover our own costs is through engagement.
Yeah, I mean, I always say to niche down. That's mm-hmm. the secret sauce. People don't want to do it because it doesn't feel good up front.
It doesn't. It hurts.
Right.
It hurts.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It does.
It does hurt. I mean, if you're authentic, right, it hurts.
For sure, yeah. So, I mean, it's about playing the long game.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm guilty of it, too. I've done
you
this.
Are?
Done this before with other lists.
Have you?
And for instance, I've started a project even before this that I'm still a partner in that is primarily appealing to the outdoor industry. And so when we first did that, we were just going out after everything, whether it's rock climbing, camping, hunting, fishing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we just saw that like the open rates and the click rate were not good. So we like really pared down.
You started really focusing
strictly,
on
almost strictly fly fishing, a little bit of upland hunting.
Wow. Geez.
And so we started finding that. Yeah,
that's where your engagement
started.
But
it hurt because, you know, we had to actually dump a people off.
You're seeing
lots
of people coming off the list.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Dump it made sense. Them.
Yeah.
It's a hard breakup. When
for
you're
sure,
running
yeah.
a business and you want to think for the long game and you're, you know, if you're running a company, you want to be visionary. And so as a result, very often, a lot of things get aggregated and accumulated over time.
They get lumped together.
And they get sort of lumped together.
Yeah.
I can say that just for myself running the tech council. And then I see like a nugget and I go, that's a great idea. I want you to experiment with it. Or someone will say, I have this idea, and I'll go, that seems like it fits.
Right,
go
right.
experiment with it. And then all of a sudden, we're so wide, right? We are flying a big plane.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
I guess it depends what your objective is, too.
To rule the world.
Yeah, exactly. Simple one. Very simple.
I guess you got to get broad on that one.
Got it. Need a big list for that one.
I'm working with you, doctor. Come on. Help me.
Yeah. So.
So what else? What have you learned about environments? Like, I know that you have some perspective about like culture and
environment.
I mean, I could tell you with the last carnage that we got, there's something about thinking outside the employee mentality.
I know. I really wanted to hear that.
That was really interesting. And just reminding our listeners that we are talking to Nicholas Comanisi from Kearney. So, Nicholas, tell us about this.
I think there's a common misunderstanding when, you know, you hear a lot of people talking about or referring to themselves as entrepreneurs, and people either black and white think you're an entrepreneur, you're flying solo, or you're locked in, you know, a corporate situation where you're an employee. But I think that mentality, actually, if you have that within a successful organization, it can be even better. So for instance, even with those that I've selected for my team, I look for those things, not so much like what their degree was, even who they had worked for, but like what were their projects like that are outside of
that makes
work.
Sense. Yeah, no, that's a really neat, unique way of looking at that.
That they've worked on. So
yeah.
I think a lot of people can start to feel stuck in an organization. Maybe it could be a matter of their pay or they feel like they're not being treated fairly. But I think there's so many resources online right now that you can easily start to kind of sharpen your spirit.
What do you recommend to help someone who feels like they're stuck?
I know. That's why I called him doctor before.
Exactly. See? I like this, Audrey.
I do.
Jeez.
So what do you suggest?
We got a doctor in the house.
What do you suggest?
Well, and that was, like I said, was part of the inspiration behind the carnage because me personally, I was consuming so many different blog articles and podcasts. I had even, you know, had certain mentors that I had worked with as far as to develop my skills in marketing. And that just can get overwhelming, right?
Yeah.
Especially if you're going to do it consistently. So that was the idea behind the carnage. Let's pare all this down, put it in one consumable email for people so they can make that same type of progress without feeling overwhelmed by consuming all that content.
And so, Nicholas, if people want to start receiving the carnage, we want to grow your list for you a little bit. How can people reach out and say, I want to receive this?
Well, we're going to grow it. Then he's going to shrink it.
He's going to shrink it.
He's going to focus on
it. He'll retarget it. And all of a sudden, I'm buying upland camping gear. And I don't know why.
That's a separate entity. You just go to kearney.co.
Okay.
Scroll to the bottom and go to the Daily Carnage.
Carney.co.
Correct.
Not dot com, dot co.
Yeah,
and then there's a link down there and you can sign up for
it. The Daily Carnage.
And if you don't open it in 50 tries, then you won't receive it anymore.
We might make an exception.
Okay. No, I really recommend people to check it out. I
think thank you.
There's some really good stuff going on there. And I'm glad you're in Regent Square. You're in my neck of the woods.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad to know there's cool men and women like you.
You guys can meet
at
D's.
D's, that's my place.
And see if they'll sponsor the show.
Hey, I've been going to D's since like 1999. That's all I can say, man. Before it was D's, I was going to D's. I'll put my fork in the table on that. Just saying. Yeah, I love it. I'm glad you guys are there. Thanks again for stopping by and talking shop with us today.
For sure, yeah. Thanks for the opportunity.
Fantastic stuff. Remind our listeners, every single Friday night is Tech Vibe Radio. Don't forget, tune in, enjoy it. Hey, go to iTunes and check us out as well. We've got over 1,500 podcasts, if I'm not mistaken, last time I counted. It's kind of ridiculous. It's 10 years worth of content, man, because we have too much fun talking to great guys like Nicholas here, man.
Thank
you. Awesome, awesome stuff. So, hey, do that. Go to pghtech.org, learn more about the Tech Council. After that, have an awesome weekend. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers.
Oh!
Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right, pick a bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season's almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/sportsfan to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. A bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.